We are joined right now, and we start hour number two with a conversation with a defensive end for the Jacksonville Jaguars, a three-time All-Pro, a five-time Pro Bowler, a Pro Bowl defensive MVP, 55 tackles, 6 NAF sacks, a pass defense, 2 forced fumbles, and a fumble recovery. Co-founder of the CRC Foundation. He received the Bart Starr Award last year. He was named the NFL's Walter Payton Man of the Year on Saturday. Played his college ball at the U. He was the 50th pick overall in 2008. Calais Campbell is my guest. Calais, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Oh, man, life is a dream, baby. Living it up.
That is great. Calais, you had quite a week last week, starting with the Pro Bowl. You won the defensive MVP, and then you received the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Can you take me back a little bit? Because you know the old cliche that it's just an honor even to be nominated. So what did it mean to you just to be nominated for the award?
It was awesome. You know, I mean, I told all my family and friends that, like, I'm cool just being nominated because of really it's just, they made the award so prestigious. It gives you so much exposure to do more. You know, I mean, everybody who was nominated was worthy to win it. And because we do a lot of good stuff in the communities, and it's great to see because so many other guys want to win it, want to be nominated. And so it's very motivational.
All right. So if it's that great just to be nominated, what kind of emotions run through you when you find out that you won the award?
Oh man, I couldn't really express how I felt because, like, in that moment, it was just like, man, this is a big deal. Like, this is the most prestige award in all of sport. And so for me to be able to win this, that was really cool. But I have to say it takes a whole team. You know, I mean, I have a lot of people who are very deserving and that helped me along the way.
Calais Campbell joining us. So when you got up on stage, you talked about Ryan Mullaney, who was your high school football coach back in Colorado. He was actually with the Bears back in the day. What did he learn about Walter Payton, and what did he tell you about Walter Payton?
Oh, yeah, man. He used to get on me all the time. The things he used to always say was that first things first was he's the hardest working person on the field. I mean, after practice was over, he went and did extra work, you know, doing goalpost touches, sprints. I mean, he's always doing extra work. And then he said, like, the way he carried himself in the locker room, he always was the nicest person, humble person, treated everybody the same, whether it's a janitor or the owner of the team, no matter who you were, he would treat you with respect. And I think he just wanted me to have that kind of role model because it's easy when you're a kid looking into the NFL and looking to these places to find role models. They're not always, that have character and integrity. So he wanted to make sure that I followed the right people.
Calais Campbell joining us. He is the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year winner. So now you've played Calais with Kurt Warner, Anquan Boldin, and Larry Fitzgerald, all of whom won the Walter Payton Award. What did you learn from them, and what's it mean to you to be joining them in receiving that prestigious award?
It's huge. You know, I mean, those guys paved the way. You know, when you're a young guy coming into the league, you know, you just pay attention. You open your eyes, you look around and see who's doing things that you want to do. And, I was lucky enough to sit next to Kurt Warner my first year on the plane rides when we went to away trips. He was kind of, let me sit with him because, you know, they have all the rookies in the back, all three to a row. And just being 6'8", it wasn't working for me. So I went up to Iowa trying to find a place to sit down. And Kurt had an open seat next to him, and he let me sit down with him. And that was great because, just those conversations we'll have in between his study and breaks. And the knowledge he dropped on me was very, very beneficial to my career. And you go down the list of guys who've really left their print on me. You know, I obviously you are who you surround yourself with. You are who the people that that you spend time with. So I've learned from some top quality people.
We're talking to Calais Campbell. Let me ask you this. I mean, you've had a great, great career. You've put up huge numbers on the field. But if that's all you did and you never try to make an impact off of the field, do you feel like you would have missed out?
Yeah, I'd have been a failure. You know, I mean, I don't care if I became a Hall of Fame football player, but I never did anything off the field, then, my career wasn't good enough. I mean, this platform the NFL gives you, you know, it'd have been in vain. You know, and that's something I was raised, you know, to be involved in the community and to, you know, help my neighbor. I mean, we as human beings are naturally, we're meant to be with other people. You know, we're meant to help other people, and it takes a village. So, you know, being given the responsibility of being an NFL, you're a natural role model, and I take that with great pride.
Clay, your journey really is something, and it certainly has been challenging. As many people know, for a period of time, you and your family lived in a homeless shelter. What did you learn about yourself and about life during that time?
Well, I can handle anything, that's for sure. You know,
right.
The right people. You know, I mean, my family, you know, my dad did a really good job understanding, like making, helping us understand that this is a temporary situation and we will be just fine. You know, just, you know, stay the course, stay together, and we'll be just fine. And by the time we were in high school, we lived in a 5-bedroom house, and it was awesome.
And he was right. You know, I'm glad you mentioned your father, Charles. You and I have talked about him in the past. He passed away when you were 17. You talked about him in your speech on Saturday night. You and your siblings and your mother founded the CRC Foundation in your father's honor. So what's it mean to you to know that the work that you have done in his name is being honored like this?
I mean, it's everything. You know, I mean, you know, you want people to know what he stood for. You know, I mean, that's the whole reason we started it, was to help people in his honor. So people knew who he was, you know, what he stood for, because, you know, I think he was an incredible person. And, you know, I think on that stage, you know, or everybody hearing his name, you know, I think that's pretty cool. But, you know, I mean, he wouldn't even care. You know, he's just all about, like, just what we do in the community and the amount of people we help. And that's what makes him special. That's what makes him worthy.
You know, Clayus, what did he stand for? For instance, that foundation was originally founded to pass on some of the things that you learned from your father. You know, what are the lessons and ideas that you're looking to pass to kids through your foundation? In other words, what were the types of things that he did stand for?
Oh, man. Integrity, character, always, you know, doing things the right way, never cutting corners, you know, being the hardest working person at whatever you're doing, having a standard to yourself. I mean, these things that establish confidence, which in turn allows you to accomplish goals, you know. And I mean, it's just, you know, preparation is the only way to really be, you know, to be confident in something. And then after that, it's past successes. But, you know, it's really that only time you really fail at something is when you quit and continue to go and go and go. And just, I mean, you know, never believe that you're out of it, you know, because you never are. I mean, you can go down a list of things that he taught me that were just, I mean, you know, from making good decisions and everything as a consequence. And I mean, there are countless things that I try to instill in these young kids when I talk to them, because I know that, you know, each kid has great potential. And if I can just say something that's going to motivate them, that's going to have them focus a little bit harder on their schoolwork, be a little more disciplined in what they want to do in life and their goals, you know, then it's worth it. So, you know, I dedicate a lot of time and hours to being around kids and having those one-on-one conversations and really trying to be the best role model I can be, the same way my dad was for me.
Calais Campbell joining me for a few more moments, which is great because that brings me to my next point. There's also a story that when you were 8, you met Terrell Davis. What do you remember about that? And then how much does that inspire you to meet kids yourself and have a similar impact?
Very much inspires me, because I know how that moment for him was probably 5 minutes, but for me, it's a lifetime. And, you know, he represented, you know, the NFL at a high level, but he also made me believe that, like, you know, it's just hard work. You know, it's not like you have to be anything, you know, you don't have to be like some mythical character. You don't have to be some kind of god. You just have to be a guy who works hard. You know, I mean, you have to have natural talents, you know, sure, but, you know, it's really a guy who works hard, who's going to do everything the right way. And that was huge for me to see, like, this guy who I idolized and had on this pedestal being some, you know, mythological character. And, you know, it's like, oh, he looks like my dad, you know, and that was huge. And I try to, you know, make it real for people when I get around players, just or kids that want to play sports and just kids, period. And it's just like, you know, if I could just inspire them and, you know, and keep them from, you know, just on a level of, you know, like, the only formula is hard work. You know, there's no other formula. And I think that's one of the best things you can have. You know, and I was lucky enough to meet Troy Davis again at 14, which is just as beneficial, especially to my football career.
Clayus Campbell joining us. Now, as I mentioned, being presented with the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award was something, but it capped off a week where you were also named the defensive MVP of the Pro Bowl. What was your Pro Bowl experience like this year?
Oh, man. The Pro Bowl is always fun, you know. I mean, all the family comes out. You know, it's kind of like a family reunion. You know, got all that, you know, my big family. You know, we all get together and it's a great time. And all my brothers get to hang out with all the superstar players who they have respect for and admiration. But this year playing in the game was very tough because, I mean, like, you know, I mean, I grew up a real big Kobe fan, and he was so inspirational to me as well through, like, just, you know, studying. I always study greatness. That's one thing I take pride in, studying greatness. So I spent a lot of hours studying Kobe. And, you know, and that one hit me hard right before the game. But it also made me kind of embrace every moment. And, you know, I don't usually play as hard as I can in the Pro Bowl. Not that I played as hard as I could this time, but I've definitely played a lot harder this time around. And I think a lot of guys did, though. And I think that was just because, you know, I mean, you never know when your life's up. So you gotta embrace every moment. And, you know, I mean, just, it was definitely a fun experience, but definitely it was eye-opening. Just like, man, take every moment and make it special.
No, I appreciate your thoughts on that. You know, as a quick follow-up, did you ever spend time with Kobe? And as somebody, like, as you point out, preparation breeds confidence. You want to work really hard. I mean, that's that is the separation to a certain extent. But what made him so different? If most guys really want it badly and really want to work hard and are willing to pay that price, what separated him from everybody else in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just to the level, you know. I mean, it's easy to say you want it badly, you know, but it's a whole other thing to put the work in over and over and over again. I mean, I think everybody who's successful in sport or successful anywhere, that they understand that it's really hard work that gets you there. You know, I'm sure you getting to where you're at right now, you put a lot of time and effort, you know, practicing to getting where you're at. And that's a testament to you and anybody who's successful. But I think that there was definitely a difference between Kobe Bryant and a lot of other people by the way he worked. You know, I mean, it's one thing to work hard. It's another thing to, you know, dedicate yourself to the craft to a level where you want to be better than everybody else. And I think that's super special. And I did get a chance to meet him. And the aura around him and the way he carried himself, you know, and just how, I mean, he was just, he wanted to, like, you know, hear your story. You know, he wanted to know about me and, you know, what drove me. And I was just like, man, like, leaving that time hanging with him, it was just like, man, that's special. You know, this is Kobe Bryant. You know, this is how it's supposed to be done.
I'm not surprised by that at all. I guarantee, number one, I guarantee he knew your deal. He knew who you were and what you were about, and I'm sure he wanted to hear about you and what made you great. Really quickly, Klay, the team announced earlier this week that it'll be the first team to play back-to-back games in London next season. You are no stranger to London. What was your reaction to that news?
You know, I mean, it's football. You know, you put me anywhere, let me go, you know, let me go play the game of love. I'm going to do it the best I can. Obviously, if it's back-to-back weeks, we're going to be out there for a week, you know, just making sure that, you know, I bring all the things I need necessary to go out there and play. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, people who make decisions that are best for, for the team overall. And my job is to make sure everybody else gets on board and we do the best we can.
He's going to lead from the front. Klayus Campbell, three-time All-Pro, five-time Pro Bowler, co-founder of the CRC Foundation. He was named the NFL's Walter Payton Man of the Year on Saturday and was the defensive MVP of the Pro Bowl. Klayus, I appreciate you. Congrats on that great, great honor, and always good to have you on the show. I appreciate it so much.
Always good talking to you, man.
You too, Klayus. Thank you. Great talking to you. Klayus Campbell.